The GPS Dairycast features the high-value insights of the GPS Dairy Consulting Team's trusted advisors and the owners and managers from the elite dairy farms they serve. These conversations deliver on the GPS Dairy Consulting promise to inspire change and grow leaders.
Hello and welcome to the GPS Dairycast. I'm Peggy Coffeen from the Uplevel Dairy Podcast, serving as your host. On this GPS Dairycast, we are coming to you from the 2023 GPS Leaders Forum, and you get to hear directly from GPS Dairy Consultant Trent Dado. Here at the conference, he shared about some of the challenges that he experiences on dairies he works with when it comes to data, communication, and taking meaningful action. You're going to hear about how he and some of his team members from GPS Consulting are finding a solution to help dairy producers be able to optimize their data and integrate communications to make powerful management decisions. Listen to this GPS Dairycast featuring Trent Dado, GPS Dairy Consultant.
I always get phone calls, and it's my job to receive phone calls, right? I'm the nutritionist, and we get blamed for a lot of things, right or wrong. Most of the time they're right, but yeah, most of the time it's around something not great. You know, we lost milk, lost production. But there was this one time in particular, it was midsummer and milk dropped 2, 3, 4 pounds. In just a couple days. So the way that this dairy works is that there's a single person in charge of collecting the milk weights from the processor and putting it into a spreadsheet to figure out how much milk there is per cow. So for one, we're already a couple days late because they put the day together on Wednesday, but milk dropped like on Monday or something like that, right? It's already a couple days old before we realize the milk drop. So once they do realize this, and this dairy, you know, high performing dairy should be consistent throughout the year. So dropping 2 or 3 pounds is a pretty big deal. So as soon as they realize it, again, already 2 days late, they send it out on a team WhatsApp or like, hey guys, down 2 and 3 pounds of milk, anything going on? What's going on in your guys' world? So we have a pretty good collaborative team, actually a pretty high performing team. So we all kind of know what we're responsible for. So the nutritionist, I'm in charge of the feeding software, the feeding data. So I quick run to the feeding software, and the first thing I always look at is intakes. All right, so intakes actually went up. It's like, all right, what's going on? Intakes typically don't go up when milk goes down, right? When typically milk goes down, you lose intake, makes sense. They just didn't eat the feed they were supposed to. So I have to dig into a little bit further. I start calling the feeder, start digging into further. So that's me. I'm running in that direction. So on the other side, the vet is responsible for generally the health of the herd, right? Repro and health. So he quick runs to dairy comp and calls the herd manager, you know, were there any health events this week? You know, what's going on? He's looking into dairy comp and looking at what were the health events? Were there any ketosis in the fresh cow pen? You know, whatever the veterinarians do, they're smart, they're good at their job. So he's doing that in his own quarter. And then the herd manager, he's in charge of the rumination activity monitoring system. So they go and they look at all the different pens. Is there anybody dropping a rumination? What are they doing from an eating standpoint? So by the time we all kind of run to our own little corners, our own little data sources, and do our own little investigations and report back, it's been a couple of days. So again, milk probably dropped on Monday. They reported it on Wednesday, and now it's Friday, and we're all reporting back. So I figured out intakes were up. And likely it was because there was some wet haylage. We got to a different field or something was in the haylage that it was a little bit wetter. The veterinarian reported back, yeah, there was a few more ketosis in the fresh cow pen. We had one off feed cow, and that was a little abnormal for this herd. And then the herdsman reports back saying, yeah, rumination was down on just about all the pens starting last Friday. So we're all able to finally get back together and point the finger at, all right, wet haylage definitely had something in it that caused some cows to go off feed, drop rumination, and drop milk. So likely, we hit the bad haylage on Friday, dropped milk over the weekend. We finally collected the data on Wednesday, all worked on it. Now it's Friday. Now we've lost probably more milk, and the problem still has not been solved. So it became a huge problem of, one, the time it took for us all to run to our separate corners to find the issue. And two, we still haven't solved the problem. So that's what's caused me and my colleagues to really dig into what can we do to improve this process of collecting data and data integration. So when you look back at this story, it's like absolutely frustrating, right? Because it wasn't really the haylage that was the problem. It really wasn't the ketosis that was the problem. It wasn't the rumination that was the problem. It was the fact that we had data in three separate places that three separate people are in charge of, and we all have to go investigate and report back. So the time, communication, that's the problem. So me and my colleagues run into this all the time. So one of the colleagues I work with, one of his favorite sayings, what he always challenged us to do is ask the what ifs, right? You know, what if we were able to find a solution, find a way to connect this data so we don't have to jump around and communicate amongst each other. So about a year ago, we started digging into this what if we could integrate all this data. So as we started digging into the what ifs, we started developing Feed Fit Tracker. So the idea was, just like the problem was, all the data was all over in these separate corners. The idea was, could we pull in all these data sources into one single place and have it be live information? So one, everyone can see it all the time. And two, there's no lag in terms of the information flowing, so we can solve problems more quickly. So as nutritionists, we are not computer programmers. We're not very good at that stuff. So the key was trying to find a partner, somebody that could help us build what we were looking for. So we partnered with EverEgg about a year ago and started utilizing part of their program called My Dairy Dashboard and built a Feed Fit Tracker out of it. So we're allowed to build our own metrics, have our own custom dashboard, and look into metrics the way that we think best suits our clients.
The GPS Dairy Consulting team is growing and is looking for people that can be a part of the journey. A successful GPS Dairy Consultant is someone that is self-driven and loves to learn. It's an individual with a progressive mindset and one that is very entrepreneurial. Most importantly, GPS Dairy Consultants believe in teamwork and supporting one another. Does this sound like you? Collaboration is the business's horsepower, and it's the reason behind the success of our consultants. To learn more about joining GPS Dairy Consulting, LLC, talk to any GPS consultant. Visit gpsdairy.com or email our team directly to contact@gpsdairy.com.
So throughout the year, we've been investigating how we can use this best, how our clients can use it. And where we're at currently is being able to integrate a number of different data sources. So just like in the problem, we're currently able to integrate both herd management software, you know, all the cow demographics, all those health events, all the repro. We're able to integrate feeding software, so that brings in all the intakes and feed usage, inventories. We're able to input both the milk processor, so that includes the milk weights, components, and quality. And the final one would be weather, so we're able to see kind of the seasonality changes of things. So with all that being integrated into one single platform, we no longer have to run about finding our own all software. It all stands there on one cloud-based software that can be accessed among all the stakeholders of the team. So obviously, it's not just the nutritionist who benefits from this. We really hope that this is a tool that can be utilized to increase the speed at which we can solve problems. Because as much as we like to believe our dairies run smoothly, we all know we hit bumps in the road. And the other thing, too, is we all hope that we can increase production, too. We're not just problem solvers. We're always looking to tackle that next challenge. So having all this data in one place not only helps us solve problems faster, but allows us to find those opportunities and starts tackling those at a faster rate as well. Currently, we can integrate all this data. It's working pretty well. One thing we underestimate is the amount of different software and the time it takes to integrate it also. That's what a lot of the past year has been doing, is getting all these different integrations to work out with all the different parties. One of the things that we're really looking forward to, though, once we do get data integrated and implemented and on the teams on the dairies, is that we can carry this beyond and even provide even better types of benchmarking. The current benchmarking scenario is either a consultant or somebody on your team will pull together all the data. We'll have to look at it, you know, one quarter, half a year later, right? In terms of how many cows did we milk, how many cows are other people milking on average, what was the average milk production in other farms. So what we want to do is make it a live benchmarking against a common peer group. So instead of waiting to determine how we stack up against our peers, we can look at, all right, the first week of October, you know, we lost some milk, but our components went up. So it allows us to more quickly understand what our competition and our peers are doing. So right now, FeedFit Tracker is available to all GPS clients. We're currently launching it on all clients who want to have access to the data and get it on their farm. So contact your GPS consultant if this would be something that you think would be useful for you and your team. So there's one thing I want you to take away is that data's not the enemy. We can use data along with better communication to really solve problems on our dairies.
I hope you've enjoyed this GPS Dairycast featuring GPS Dairy Consultant Trent Dado. And for more information, check our show notes to learn more about the FeedFit Tracker that Trent mentioned in this episode. Thank you for jumping on with us. I'm your host, Peggy Coffeen. Thank you for listening.
The GPS Dairycast features conversations that deliver on the GPS Dairy Consulting promise to inspire change and grow leaders. If this GPS Dairycast has you looking for more ways to become an elite dairy producer, find more information in our show notes on how you can add a GPS advisor to your team.